Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rabam Goldara, and today we're in Masechus Gittin, Daf Samach Hei, the sixth Perek HaOmer. The Zichu Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbo listed the various stages of a miner's ability to perform transactions. Gimel Midos Bekatan. There are three categories of miners. Number one, Tzor Vizarko Egos Venotol. If he possesses enough intelligence that he throws away a stone, but takes a nut, Zochel Atzma Ve'in Zochel Acherim. He can acquire for himself, but still cannot acquire for another. A girl at this stage can be rabbinically married to require miun. Number two, apaotos, young children whose ages are defined in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, mechon mechoch umimkar and memkar b'metaltolin, can buy and sell metaltolin. A girl of this age can be divorced even from a deraisa marriage performed by her father. And number three, higiu leonos nedarim. Once they reach the age of making nedarim, which is a year before maturity, nidren neder behekdesh and hekdesh. Their nedarim or hekdesh designations are effective. A girl of this age can perform chalitza if she reached physical maturity. Pointing me to the next Mishnah states, Omer ten get zeli ishti b'makom ploni. One who says, give this get to my wife in such and such a place, v'nasnu la b'makom acher, pasul, and he gave it to her in another place, it's invalid because he objects to being disgraced elsewhere. If he simply tells the shliach where she is and he gives it to her elsewhere, the get is valid because he was merely identifying her location but does not care where it's given. If the wife tells the shliach where to accept her get and he accepts it elsewhere, it's invalid for the same reason. Moazer, however, says it's valid. Although he agrees that the husband who can choose where to divorce his wife may insist on the location he dictates to his shaliach, Rabbi Elazar holds that since the wife can be divorced against her will wherever the husband gives it to her, mara makum hilo, she is just identifying her husband's location but does not mean to insist on it. The Gemara applies this machlokas to one who instructs the shaliach to make an erev tchumim for him out of dates, and the shaliach made it from dried figs. Just as they argue if someone is particular about their instructions, when it makes no difference to them, such as the wife, they would argue if this erev is valid, and the Rabban would hold that it's invalid. The Gemara then says that even the Rabban only say the woman is particular because she does care where the get is given, but agree that such an erev would be valid. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ha'omer kisvu get utnu li'ishti, one who says, write a get and give it to my wife, or garshua, divorce her, or kisvu igeres utnu la, write a letter and give it to her. Hari eil yichtivu v'yitnu, they may write and give the get. However, if they said, patrua, release her, or parnasua, provide for her, or asula kanimus, do for her according to the law, or asula karui, do for her as fitting, Ha'omer kumi has said nothing, for it's unclear if he was requesting a get or something else, for example, to provide for her material needs. Abraisa teaches that the phrases shalchua, shivkua, tarchua, send her away, abandon her, and banish her are all adequate instructions for writing and giving a get. The Gemara asks about several other cases, such as hotzi'ua, make her go out, and resolves only one, asula kadas, do for her according to the law, which a braisa teaches is inadequate. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rava listed the various stages of a miner's ability to perform transactions. Gimel Midos Bekatan. There are three categories of miners. Number one, Tzor Vizarko Egos Venotol. If he possesses enough intelligence that he throws away a stone, but takes a nut, Zochel Atzma Ve'in Zochel Acherim. He can acquire for himself, but still cannot acquire for another. A girl at this stage can be rabbinically married to require miun. Number two, apaotos, young children whose ages are defined in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, mechon mechoch umimkar and memkar b'metaltolin, can buy and sell metaltolin. A girl of this age can be divorced even from a deraisa marriage performed by her father. And number three, higiu leonos nedarim. Once they reach the age of making nedarim, which is a year before maturity, nidren neder behekdesh and hekdesh. Their nedarim or hekdesh designations are effective. A girl of this age can perform chalitza if she reached physical maturity. Pointing me to the next Mishnah states, Omer ten get zeli ishti b'makom ploni. One who says, give this get to my wife in such and such a place, v'nasnu la b'makom acher, pasul, and he gave it to her in another place, it's invalid because he objects to being disgraced elsewhere. If he simply tells the shliach where she is and he gives it to her elsewhere, the get is valid because he was merely identifying her location but does not care where it's given. If the wife tells the shliach where to accept her get and he accepts it elsewhere, it's invalid for the same reason. Moazer, however, says it's valid. Although he agrees that the husband who can choose where to divorce his wife may insist on the location he dictates to his shaliach, Rabbi Elazar holds that since the wife can be divorced against her will wherever the husband gives it to her, mara makum hilo, she is just identifying her husband's location but does not mean to insist on it. The Gemara applies this machlokas to one who instructs the shaliach to make an erev tchumim for him out of dates, and the shaliach made it from dried figs. Just as they argue if someone is particular about their instructions, when it makes no difference to them, such as the wife, they would argue if this erev is valid, and the Rabban would hold that it's invalid. The Gemara then says that even the Rabban only say the woman is particular because she does care where the get is given, but agree that such an erev would be valid. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ha'omer kisvu get utnu liishti, one who says, write a get and give it to my wife, or garshua, divorce her, or kisvu igeres utnu la, write a letter and give it to her. Hari eil yichtivu v'yitnu, they may write and give the get. However, if they said, patrua, release her, or parnasua, provide for her, or asula kanimus, do for her according to the law, or asula karui, do for her as fitting, Ulomar kumi has said nothing, for it's unclear if he was requesting a get or something else, for example, to provide for her material needs. A braisa teaches that the phrases shalchua, shivkua, tarchua, send her away, abandon her, and banish her are all adequate instructions for writing and giving a get. The Gemara asks about several other cases, such as hotzi'ua, make her go out, and resolves only one, asula kadas, do for her according to the law, which a braisa teaches is inadequate. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Hei, and this Siman was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested that Samech Hei is a seh, a sheep. So here goes. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell a wife that he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids. After her husband told them, shalchua, shivchua, tarchua, send her away, abandon her, banish her. Once again, slow motion. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep, that must be more daf samech hei, seh. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep, which reminds us, ravitat gimel minos bakatan, there are three categories of miners when it comes to their ability to perform transactions. So the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell a wife that he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids, which reminds us, the next mission states, Ha'omer ten gets eli ishti b'makom ploni, one who says, give this get to my wife in such and such a place, but nasnila b'makom acher pasul, and he gave it to her in another place, it's invalid because he objects to being disgraced elsewhere. If he simply tells the shliach where she is and he gives it to her elsewhere, the get is valid because he was merely identifying her location but doesn't care where it's given. If the wife tells the shliach where to accept her get and he accepts it elsewhere, it's invalid for the same reason. Rabbi Elazar, however, says it is valid. So the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell the wife he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids. After her husband told her, shalchua, shivkua, tarchua, send her away, abandon her, banish her, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses which phrases of the husband are instructions to write and deliver a get. A braisa teaches that the phrases shalchua, shivkua, tarchua, send her away, abandon her, and banish her are all adequate instructions for writing and giving a get. So once again, the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell a wife that he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids. After her husband told him, shalchua, shivkua, tarchua, send her away, abandon her, banish her. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Samachov. So the simmer Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician doing the saw a person in half trick. So here goes. The Darkei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick, saw a person in half, that must be on Daf Samachov, saw. The Darkei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that we financially support the Gentile poor along with the Jewish poor. We visit the Gentile sick along with the Jewish sick, and we bury the Gentile dead along with the Jewish dead, mifnei Darkei Shalom, all to promote harmony. So the Darkei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amma Arts's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that a woman who is careful with Meiser can lend utensils to an Amma Arts's wife who is unreliable regarding Meiser, and may even grind or sort with her, but she may not grind or sort with a woman who's Chashuda al Shvis, suspected of violating Shemitah. Abai explains why we're more lenient regarding assisting an Amma Arts than one suspected about Shemitah. Rov Amma Arts, most Amayards take Meiser from their produce and are suspected only on a Drabbanan level. Therefore, they were lenient regarding the prohibition to help a suspected violator. Someone suspected of violating Shemitah, however, is suspected biblically and cannot be assisted. Rava gives a different explanation. So, the Darkei Shalom magician performing a saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amayard's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, used his saw to Meiser the bread his mother-in-law baked for him from his dough, knowing how protective she is of her daughter, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that one who gives dough to his mother-in-law is not trustworthy with Meiser. He must Meiser what he gives her and that which he receives from her, because she's suspected to exchange spoiled food for her own fresh food, which wasn't Meisered. He must Meiser both to ensure that what he eats is chun and that what she may have taken from him is chun. The Gemara explains that this case is unique, rotzi b'tekanas bita, because she desires her daughter's well-being and is ashamed from her son-in-law to serve him spoiled food, Ordinarily, however, we are not concerned for exchanging, such as in a case of giving wheat to a miller who is unreliable with miceras. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The Jewish submarine admiral, submarine? That must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, which reminds us, Rav was quoted to say, in kofen shalom lo'ovid kochavim, one may not give a double greeting of shalom to an idolater because once is sufficient for purposes of harmony. Rav Huna and Rav Chis were once sitting together and Geneva approached him and said, shalom aleichem malche, shalom aleichem malche, shalom to you kings, shalom to you kings. They asked him for a source for calling rabbis kings and he answered with a pasuk, bi malachim yimlochu, through me, referring to the Torah, kings reign. So the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, which reminds us, if a woman tells someone, he's gabali giti, accept my get for me, if the husband wishes to retract after giving the get to the shliach, he may not retract because he's a shliach kabbalah, and the get is effective when he receives it. The husband can avoid this by saying, I don't want you to accept it for, rather, bring it and give it to her, allowing the shliach to only act as a shliach halacha on his behalf. So the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock, and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, and was ready to disembark after a man acting as a shliach kabbalah and a woman acting as a shliach halacha boarded the submarine. Which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies that a man can act as a shliach kabbalah, even though it's typically the wife who accepts her get, and a woman can act as a shliach halacha, even though it's the husband who gives the get. Daf Samach Gimel. So the similar Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The shliach for the green Segway get pickup service Segway. That must be more in Daf Samach Gimel. The shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi, which reminds us we have a machokas of Holech Kazichi, whether saying bring it to her is the equivalent of saying acquire it for her. So the shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi refused to accept the get from the husband's shliach, which reminds us Rav says a woman cannot make a shliach to accept her get from her husband's shliach. Rabbi Chanina says she can. Two reasons are given for Rav's position. Number one, Mishum Bezayin Dabal, because of the husband's disgrace, he may take offense at her apparent refusal to accept the get herself and void the shlichas of delivery. And number two, Mishum Chatzera Habal Achmeken, because of the case of her courier which comes to her possession after the get was placed there. Such a get is invalid because the husband didn't place it in her hand or her courtyard. So the shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi refused to accept a get from the husband's shliach and waited patiently for two witnesses who wrote a get improperly to finish writing a second one, which reminds us. The Gemara relates a story in which witnesses who were instructed to write a get wrote the wife's name incorrectly, invalidating the get. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa maintained that they could not write a second get, quoting from Rav, Asu Edim Shlichusan. The witnesses completed the shlichas, albeit improperly, and are no longer shluchim. Rabba objected. Did he tell them write a pottery shard and give it to her? He instructed them to write a valid get, not a worthless one, and they didn't yet complete their task. Dav Samach Dalad. So the Simmer Dav Samach Dalad is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more in Daf Samach Dalad. So, it's secret. The secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed. The husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokes, who is believed in a case where a husband says he gave a get to a third party as a deposit to watch, but the third party says it was given to him for divorce as the wife's shliach l'kabbalah. So the secret agent with the dark green shades to determine who is believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given for divorce, but she lost it and no one was believed, which reminds us, if the husband and the third party say the get was given to the third party for divorce, and the wife says she received the get and lost it, Rabbi Yochanan says that no one is believed. The Gemara explains why. So the secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune, and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given divorce, but she lost it, and no one was believed, only to then come across a namarasa accepting a get with her extra hand, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Narha Marasa, a Nara who is an Arusa, she or her father can accept her get. Rabbi Yudah says, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochus Ka'achas, two hands cannot have the ability to acquire at one time, Ela Avi Makabas Gita Bilvad, rather only your father can accept her get. The Gemara then explains that the Tanakhama holds, Yada Yaser Tzachi Rachamana, the merciful one granted her an extra hand in allowing both her and her father to accept the get. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you know a husband cannot retract once he has given the get to a shaliach l'kabbalah? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff do we have machlokas whether Anar Marasa can accept her own get? That's on daf. Samach Dal. Good. Number three, which stuff do we have a question whether two people who are told to write the get wrote the get improperly, whether they may write a second get? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number four, which stuff does Gemara discuss which phrases of the husband are instructions to write and deliver a get? That's on daf. Samachay. Good. Number five, which stuff do we discuss who's believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given for divorce? That's on daf. Samachdal. Good. Number six, which stuff does Rava list three different categories of minors when it comes to performing transactions? That's on daf. Samachay. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we have a discussion about reading from a sefer of haftaras and the question about writing a portion of the Torah for a child to learn from? That's on daf. Samach. Good. Number eight, which stuff do when one says shalom only once to an idolater for darkei shalom? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number nine, which stuff do when a man can be a shaliach l'kabbalah and a woman can be a shaliach l'halacha? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Good. And number 10, which of the one if the husband is makpi, that the get is delivered to the wife in a certain place, if the shaliach gives it to her in a different place, the get is invalid? That's on daf. Samach Hei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.